I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The second half of the state's split wild boar season is coming up next month, but the DNR has an opportunity for some lucky West Virginia hunters to venture into some new ground in hopes of taking a hog. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. Second half of the split wild boar season is set for February 5th through the 7th. The boar are situated in the steep and rugged hills of southern West Virginia, mainly in Boone, Logan, Wyoming, and Raleigh County, an area where those four counties come together. But this year, a private landowner in that region is opening up their property for a limited number of hunters to take a boar on their 8,000-acre spread in Logan County. Gary Foster is Assistant Chief of Game at DNR.
We were approached by Western Pocahontas Land Company or properties, and they were inquiring as or wanting to open up some of their lands that are actually currently under, the majority of them, I believe, are under lease agreements, and to open them up just for those 3 days of the late wild boar season, February 5th through the 7th.
Now, the DNR put wild boar into those rugged hills back in the 1970s. While this property is close to that original tract of land, it's not the same place where the introduction happened nearly 5 decades ago.
There in Logan County, and there's around 8,000 acres that this draw applies to. So there's still the four counties that are open to the regular season, and this draw just applies to trying to get an access or permit for the Western Pocahontas property.
Now, the property is currently leased for most hunting activity, so this is limited to 3 days for wild boar only, and you'll need to go to the electronic licensing system and enter your information to get in on the drawing.
The application period is January 5th through January 14th. That is correct, the $10 application fee. So we our plans will be to pretty much immediately after January 4th to do the random draw and to get that information out to the successful applicants the following week.
In recent years, wild boar hunting has dropped off in popularity for a number of reasons. One, the terrain is severe, and also the number of boar have seen a decline. But Foster says there are still numbers that make it worthwhile to hunt.
They did indicate that they did have a good bit of a pretty dense wild boar population and have had some some limited problems with wild boar on the property.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.